Chapter 4 to Mr. Breckinridge's. Holmes and I put on our coats and hats and went out into the cold winter street. The sky was dark over our heads. We walked east, and in a quarter of an hour, we stood in front of the Alpha Hotel. Holmes opened the door, and we went in. In the hotel, the owner, Mr. Windigate, gave us some drinks.
"Have you got any geese?"
Holmes asked him.
"I ask because I know your geese are very good. Mr. Henry Baker told us all about your goose club."
Yes, but those geese weren't our geese. They came from a man with a little shop in Covent Garden. Breckinridge is his name."
"Thank you, my good man,"
said Holmes. We finished our drinks and then we walked out of the warm hotel and into the cold night again.
"Now, for Covent Garden,"
said Holmes, and we walked down the street past the British Museum.
"Remember, Watson, it all started with a goose, but it finishes with 7 years in prison for young Mr. Horner. Maybe we can learn more about this interesting case in Mr. Breckinridge's shop."
We walked to Covent Garden and soon came to Mr. Breckinridge's shop. Breckinridge and a boy were at the door. It was nearly time to close the shop.
"Good evening. It's a cold night,"
said Holmes.
"How can I help you?"
asked Breckinridge.
Holmes looked at the shop window.
"You haven't got any geese, I see,"
he said.
"There are some in that other shop, there, behind you."
"Ah, but I came to you because I hear your geese are very good. Breckinridge's birds are the best,"
he said. "Who said that?"
"The owner of the Alpha."
"Ah, yes, he had 24 of my geese 2 days before Christmas."
"They were very good birds too. Where did you get them?"
"I'm not going to tell you,"
said Breckinridge angrily.
"Again and again, people come and talk to me about those geese, and I don't like it. I paid good money for them. I took them to the Alpha, and then I forgot all about them. And then all the questions started. Where are the geese? How much do you want for them? And who did you sell them to? Why are people interested in them? I don't know. They aren't the only geese in London, you know."
"I know,"
said Holmes.
"But who asked you all those questions before? Not me. I had nothing to do with that, you know. But now I want your help. We ate a goose at the Alpha, and I say it was a country goose, but my good friend Dr. Watson here says it was a London goose. Which of us is right? It's an important question. £5 goes to the winner."
"Well then, your friend is the winner,"
said Breckinridge.
"That goose came from London."
"I can't believe that,"
said Holmes.
£1 says I'm right."
"Very well,"
said Holmes, and he took out £1.
"I'm ready to give you £1. Show me your books."
Breckinridge laughed.
"Get me the books, Bill,"
he said. The boy carried 2 books to him. Breckinridge opened the little one.
"This is my address book,"
he said.
When people sell their geese to me, their addresses go in here. Country people on the left and town people on the right. The numbers after every name are page numbers in my book. Read out the third name on the right.
Said Breckenridge.
Mrs. Oakshott, 117 Brixton Road, number 249.
Red Holmes. Then Breckenridge opened the big book.
And this is my in and out book.
He said.
Let's look at page 249. Here we are, Mrs. Oakshott. What can you see for December 22nd?
24 geese from Mrs. O.
Red Holmes.
All 24 to Mr. Windigate at the Alpha.
There. What do you say now?
Said Breckenridge. Holmes put his pound into Breckenridge's hand angrily.